Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread,
Namaste,
and Mike Kruger.
What's up, motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight, fresh off of another brand new movie, and that is from director Brian Duffield, and it is Spontaneous. So get ready for the outrageous coming-of-age love story about growing up and blowing up. When students in their school begin exploding, literally, seniors Mara and Dylan struggle to survive in a world where each moment may be their last. All right, so this one apparently has been kind of sitting for a while. It's been done for a few years, but finally came out. And let's see. Kruger, what did you think of Spontaneous?
Well, that's right off the bat. I'm just going to say it being done for a few years, that's kind of surprising because this totally had COVID-19 written all over it. But fucking, this is a good movie, but I'm just gonna say, don't watch this if you're fucking depressed. I watched this movie at like the fucking worst possible time, and it hit me way fucking harder than it should have. Let's just put it that way. But right away, it drew me in. You know, if you are waiting for people to explode in this motherfucker, it happens within the first 30 seconds. So, all good there. I love the main character. You know, she just, I don't know. I fell for her. That's kind of how I was in high school, to be quite frank. So I identified with her. The movie references I thought were really well placed and funny as fuck. The E.T. one was just like, that was honestly great. But like, dude, like, this movie is a total product of COVID-19. So if this has been done for a few years, I'm sorry.
I know, I don't have any of that information. I don't know where Dan got that from. Dan, where did you get this from?
Did you pull it out your ass, Dan?
I did not pull it out of my ass. Let me see if I can find,
because I knew The Lie was sitting on the shelves for a few years, but we didn't mention that on our Blumhouse one. Because as far as I knew, this was planned theatrically before COVID. So, but Kruger, go ahead while Dan's.
Yeah, if I can't find my source, but I believe it has been completed. But
well, I don't trust your memory. Sorry.
I'm just gonna say it fucking is a perfect movie for the times that we're living in right now. I mean, it hits honestly all the elements. The same reason why I love hashtag Alive is why I like this movie. Just because, you know, I feel this shit right now, you know, and anybody really will, going through all the bullshit we have as society in the past fucking year or so. And there's a lot of powerful shit in here. Way more powerful than I thought it was going to get to, and maybe a little too real for me at times. So, but the biggest gripe I got for this movie, and if it was developed during COVID, that's one thing. If it wasn't, I thought there's an opportunity to do some really cool, nasty, practical effects. And there's a couple of times shit gets gross, but not necessarily into a visceral, disturbing area I wanted it to go to. And maybe that's just me being fucked in the head, but I really wanted to see some like scanner shit to happen to people. But shout out for the Cronenberg fucking reference regardless.
I do want to real quick, 2018, Dan, is when it was shot. I wouldn't call it sitting on the shelves.
2018. Yeah. So it was kind of felt like fresh off of more Trump's win, because there were a lot of Trump references.
That shit was funny as fuck too.
So yeah, it was, unlike Dan, it wasn't sitting on the shelf for years.
It's almost 2021, Todd. I'd say that's close. 2.5 years.
That doesn't mean it's on the shelf, Dan.
No, I know. I'm just
You're just trying to defend your what you said earlier. We get it.
See? Look what happens. Cruising for a bruising.
What did you think, Bugs?
Oh, I absolutely love the fucking movie references. So Kruger already mentioned E.T. and Scanners. That had me dying. But my favorite was when she dressed as Carrie, and she's like, yeah, but Homegirl fucked it up.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The best fucking line. But yeah, I really like the main girl. She's very goddamn pretty and of age. So just in case you're wondering.
And I know you checked her IMDb. She looks totally different, but she was also in Knives Out as she was the black haired girl, not Marta, the other one.
I still need to see that movie.
Knives Out's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. It's fine.
I'm a murder mystery guy, so
it wasn't that hard.
I didn't even say that, but it's still a fun ride.
Okay. This is very heartfelt, and I wasn't expecting this movie to be.
I'm glad we're on the same page. I was the same way.
But then, when the credits rolled, it's based on a novel or a YA novel. I don't know. But that made more sense to me after.
Yeah.
I'm not curious enough to read the source material. I got what I needed from this movie. And with it even being very, very sad, it's still happy enough where I left feeling pretty good. So I really did like this movie.
So it is important to note that this is not it's mostly teen angst, and it's good. Obviously, you know, some people explode, but don't go in expecting a balls to the wall horror movie.
Which is funny because I was going to mention not to call this show Flesh Wound Horror when you did it at the very beginning.
It still kind of applies.
Well, it's listed as fantasy, it's listed as romance, it's listed as sci-fi, drama.
You could kind of pick one with this. I mean,
yeah, it's a little bit of everything. A lot of the genre of horror in general.
Yeah,
it mentions Scanners and Carrie. We're good.
Yeah, I am actually kind of curious to read the Aaron Starmer novel because I could feel like there might have been a little bit more
for him to conversate with him after he reads a YA novel.
Shut up, Dot. So Cass was all very likable. I also like Tessa, the best friend. Things are kind of predictable here. I mean, they kind of unfold like you would expect, but I was engaged. I like coming of age type stories. I think this did a pretty good job. I actually thought it was a pretty hopeful movie in a way. I mean, it is sad, but ultimately I think hopeful. And
now it's fun. You're alcoholic.
Well, but it made me laugh. I don't know if it pulled on my heartstrings the same level as you guys, but I dug it. I dug it. It was fun. How did we not mention Piper Perabo?
I was wondering how long you brought up Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly.
I'm waiting for you to ask Todd.
This sounds like a backhanded compliment. She looks fantastic, but she doesn't look like the same girl. It's weird.
Well, I think she does, and she doesn't look like a skeleton, so that's fucking great.
All right, Fairuza Balk is a fuck.
And there we go.
Todd, other than that,
so what'd you think about this this movie, Todd?
I really liked it. I kind of knew going in it wasn't going to be, a traditional horror film. It hit certain notes that did, tug on the heartstrings. There's a lot of parts that were relatable. I've already said before, I like coming-of-age pictures, which this is definitely first and foremost. But I think it's head above something like a Warm Bodies or some of those other ones that are kind of horror-ish. Well, that one's a little more horror-ish, but I definitely think it's worth your time to check out the VOD. Dan, you're unmuted now if you'd like to retort.
He was going to flop his dick out.
He's still trying to, if it came out in 2018, has it been sitting on the shelf?
Shut up, Dad.
I have a question about the ending once we get over the spoiler wall.
Sure. I was actually going to suggest, Todd, if you're a fan of coming-of-age stuff, watch The Way, Way Back. That's one I watched during quarantine.
Dan just brings up the same shit over and over.
You haven't seen it.
And here, where's the mute button again?
All right, so I think we all kind of liked it, but let's get into the spoilers.
I think there's only one person who kind of liked it.
After we rate it. All right. Kruger, what do you rate this one?
I'm really up in the air. I think in 10 years, I will look back on this movie and appreciate it. But for right now, I didn't need this shit. 3.5, and that's me being generous. But like I said, it's a good fucking movie. And I'm honestly fucking mind blown that this has nothing to do with COVID. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, that makes no sense. But yeah, 3.5.
How about you, Pugs?
I was dancing at a 3.5 too, but just this little conversation that we had made me realize I kind of like it a little more. I'm gonna go 4.
Cool.
I am 100% with you. I'm a 4 also. Yeah, I really did like this one.
Yeah, I knew I liked it because at first I was kind of like, I hate modern teenagers, so watching them explode is kind of funny. But then I liked a couple of the characters in there. I was like, I didn't want to see them explode. The rest of the fuckers can go, but not them. So I give this one a 3.5. It's predictable, but it's, you know, it does what it's supposed to do.
So 3.5 out of 5 Richards.
There you go. There you go. So now we'll
maybe one day Dan will say, this is why we need the intro video on the page, because Dan can't remember certain things.
Fuck you, Dad. All right, so spoiler talk time. So if you haven't seen this yet, now would be the time to bow out. You have been warned. There you go. All right.
I like Dan trying to stall when we're trying to like give them a minute to like click off if they're listening. So I'm stalling a little bit more and not just saying, okay, well, now it's time to, and then pausing. So
they could be taking a crap.
Shut up, Dan. Kruger, would you like to go first?
I just want to say the scene where they were driving and the dude fucking, you know, spontaneously combust, that was pretty fucking good. That was like honestly my favorite scene in the whole movie. Yeah. And just like, dude, like this shit got like really, really sad, like way sadder than I was expecting. Like, you know, I knew it was going to be like a dark love story, but, just the scenes with the mom and, you know, when, you know, fucking, what's her name is talking, you know, with the mom who's fucking her boyfriend's mom who fucking her boyfriend exploded, you know, his jaw fucking knocked her out and shit. Like, just that whole dialogue is just like rough. And there's, I don't know, a lot of the, like, the alcohol shit, like, I mean, dude, like, anybody fucking knows, like, right now, like, going through COVID, everybody's drinking like a motherfucker. Dealing with all this bullshit going on
in the world right now.
And like, that's what I'm so baffled that this had nothing, like, it seemed too perfect. Like I said, man, it's fucking making my conspiracy theory brain going all over the fucking place right now. I'm telling you right now.
Piper Parabu did it.
You gotta make drinks, right, lady? So I have a question here. I don't think I missed it, but it's still ambiguous what started the whole explosion, yeah. Right? Or am I tripping?
No, they never really.
That's not even a big of a deal because I really didn't notice until after the movie. I'm like, wait, I still have questions, and that's a big one.
That, yeah, I don't think they were ever going to answer that. Even that quote, like, it just stopped, and it's like then they were just trying to sell us pills. Yeah, they were never going to explain that in this movie. But, I mean, yeah, it does have a lot of parallels. I mean, shit, all the quarantine that they had to do, and I don't know. It didn't affect me emotionally in the same way, which is weird, because 2020 sucked. Even aside from that, for me, I've had love life issues. I've had car accident. Mm-hmm. I've had all sorts. What's the God,
you know exactly what the fucking is, Dan.
Do you want me to talk about it on the show?
No, I just have a shitty love life. But that's the.
Anyways, Daniel,
we feel for you, Dan. But fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm like cold now because this one didn't hit me.
Get colder.
I enjoyed it.
Right, yeah, but he's still gonna be a pushover with that shit. We all know it.
Download some dating websites and shut the fuck up.
Tinder,
the Slasher app has a dating website, man. So
there you go. Yeah, Yes, Slasher has a whole dating website. And dude, let me tell you, the fucking girls on Slasher are fucking hotter than Tinder, fucking hotter than goddamn Meet Me. They're the hottest chicks on fucking line. So fucking go rock your socks off, Daniel.
Physically and mentally, since they're horror fans. So bravo, a Slasher.
Like old school Backpage, Craigslist, Tottenham.
Not that easy, I don't believe.
Oh my God.
Ladies, he is single.
That's right.
There comes he can be all it. Yours.
Free beard rides. Yeah.
And we're no longer welcome on Slasher.
Yeah, no shit.
I want to reiterate, though, that Carrie joke about the first girl that fucking blew up. Oh, yeah, but she fucked it up for me.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, fuck, I should have said
that. I mean, but she wasn't wrong.
No. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And it was different. Good time. I don't know how people – I'm kind of curious to see what the reaction –
what audience it finds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, if they've seen the trailer, they know the tone.
Yeah.
I don't know. It made my fucking mom cry, so.
What part got her?
Like, just the parents not being able to do anything because – You know, you're trying to help, but
yeah,
and you're trying to let them fucking, you know, deal with their emotions the best you can, but you know, they're also killing themselves while they're doing it, and you can't fucking tell them no. So yeah, that shit's just, I don't know. I thought this movie is fucking powerful as shit. Like, it's definitely not one I'm gonna watch anytime soon, but like I said, I think in 10 years I'm gonna look back on this and be like, that was a good little piece of art. So congrats to the director, and you know, the releasing, it, like I said, if it has nothing to do with COVID, even though I fucking don't believe you, congratulations. You guys did a very, very good job at releasing a movie that's perfect for the time we're living
in. And a good message at the end. Fuck it, keep living.
Yes.
So,
keep living. Exactly.
That's right.
I was dying when like she was going in the grocery store taking out the bottles of liquor, just walking out, like what the fuck are you gonna do? She just poured in the punch bowl, like walking, looking straight at him.
Oh my God! And she started.
That's how we give a fuck.
Fuck yeah!
So yeah, I think that's all we've got for you guys. We hope you're enjoying your Halloween season. You're making me bounce.
You no soul in the end. All right.
No, it's cool. I like that effect, actually. It's
fantastic.
Okay, Bugs, go ahead and take it.
All right. We're on Patreon, so if you can help us out, any amount helps to keep us alive. It starts at $1, and you have a lot of exclusive content. And early content, and we have a bunch of stuff on there. Some very, very funny stories, some interesting stories, and some inappropriateness going on over there. That's very, very fun. Guys, you want to say good night?
Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
All right. Follow us on all the social media bullshits, including the Slasher app, if we're still allowed there. Thanks, Dan. And happy Halloween. Tis the season to be scary.
Face on Slasher.
Don't cancel us, Damon.